Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I'm so delighted to be here on yet another Tuesday. Shirley Carter in Lansing, Michigan, how are you today?
Oh, I am, as I said, I'm kind of exhausted, but I'm so happy that, you know, it's a nice day, kind of cool, not hot at all, no air conditioning, just, you know, nice summer breeze. And so I'm just blessed to be here. I have no complaints. Like I just said, even though I say I'm a little tired, but I'm good. It's a good tired. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I'm telling you, it's beautiful, but hot here in South Florida. We had a little bit of rain today, but this past weekend we did a presentation, our great presenters event with Mr. Les Brown, Ona Brown, and Dwight Pleasure. It was such a phenomenal event. The last day was How to Tell Your Story. And people were really encouraged and motivated to go out and present and tell their story. So August 5th, we're going to do a follow-up to that where it says presentation power, because after you formulate your story, you want to know how to present it and present it in well. So we're going to talk about how to craft that message, and that's coming up in August. And Shirley, I know you have an event in September. Let's tell a listening audience about that.
Oh, that's why I said I'm a little exhausted, tired, but it's, you know, it's a good thing. I am working on my annual event, which is the Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. It is September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I have been so busy on the phone negotiating contracts with entertainers and sound companies, staging company, and it's just like, oof. But, you know, it's good, though. I got pop, rock, and R&B for Friday night, and then Saturday night is going to be a jazz and blues night. And I'm doing something for the college students and things, too, because I'm right here where Michigan State University is at, and the students are coming back in. It's welcome week, and there's a few things going on for them, but I'm going to do something because it's the holiday weekend and everything, so I'm going to have EDM and hip-hop. Not rap, but EDM and hip-hop. Now, some people go, what is EDM? Electronic dance music. And I'm even going to have a solid disco. So they get to put headphones on and dance to old school music, but we don't hear
anything
if you have the headphones on. So it's exciting. I'm building the festival, and I put up an event page, so you can go to Facebook and see the event page. And, you know, I'm excited about it because in 72 hours, I had either between going, sharing, and interested in it, over 5,000 people have clicked it. And
wow.
So, and
awesome.
I said, yes. And I still have 8-9 weeks to go before the festival. So I'm excited about this year's festival. And I haven't even announced the headliners yet. So that's a good thing when people are excited and celebrating the fact that they got something to look forward to coming up September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's inexpensive and family fun, adult fun, children, and, you know, everybody's going to have a good time in the park. So I'm excited. It's downtown
Lansing.
So all
they have to do is look up Chicken Wing Festival?
they got to put Michigan on the beginning. It's in
okay.
Michigan, so they have to say Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. They can Google it. They can go to Facebook. And if you Google it, it'll come up at the website. The website will come up and a lot of other things about it, about previous festivals as well, years that we've had it as well. And you get a chance to go to the website and see some of the entertainers that are listed. But there's more to be added. I've been so busy negotiating and everything. I haven't added all of them on there, but I'm going to release all the headliners this Friday. So that's going to be an exciting release because I'm doing a press release and everything to announce it to the media who will be in this city. I'm bringing people to the city who has never been to this city. So I'm excited about that. And it's a good thing when people are calling you that you called in the past and asked of their availability and they were busy, but now they're calling you and say, I'm here, can I be on your stage this year? So we have a lot of talent that is willing and ready to get on the stage because they've heard about that's the festival you really want to be at. So that's a good feeling when I heard that.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. My husband and I will be there to support you and work. We're just not coming to look. We're going to work, pull up our sleeves, and be out there working because I know it is phenomenal. I saw pictures and things last year, and unfortunately I couldn't come because I had just gotten married, and we had just got back from traveling. So, but this year we've already purchased our tickets and we plan to be in attendance. So I'm looking forward to trying all those different chicken wings. Now, tell us how you came up with this call, Michigan Chicken Wing Festival.
Well, wing festivals have been around for 20 plus years, almost 30 years. They actually started in England and with the Colonel Sanders. That's where it started. And then Buffalo, New York started a chicken wing festival about 22 years ago. So the wing festival came about from me wanting to start a summer fest. And then there was a gentleman told me about the Chicken Wing Festival. He said, well, why don't you name it that? And I said, well, I don't know about that. Let me do some research on it because I had never heard of it. So once I did the research, and their mission is pretty much in line with my mission, and that is to bring unity to a city and offer other nonprofit organizations an opportunity to get their organizations out there as well as raise funds. And it is my number one fundraiser for my nonprofit, which is Against All Odds,
uh-huh.
which helps cancer survivors. So it tied in perfectly with what my vision was. So Michigan, I checked, has never had official Chicken Wing Festival. They've had wings at different other events and other festivals and everything, but there was not a Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. So I named it the Michigan Chicken Wing Festival, and it has taken wings because not only is it just for Michigan residents, we've had people to come in from all over the U.S. to attend this festival to enjoy the variety of wings and everything that is out there. We have, all vendors that are cooking wings. We have about, last year we had like 9 vendors, and each one had at least 3 or 4 different wings. And I don't think there was not one that had the same wing. One had regular wings, but everyone else had a twist to it. So that made it exciting and everything, and everyone was like, oh, my God, these wings, I never taste wings like this. And now I got vendors are telling me that. I got new recipes. I said, okay. And new sauces, new spices. So, they're already getting up because we have a wing tasting contest where the attendees get to purchase a ticket and go to vendors, different ones, and see who has the best wing. And then they vote.
Oh, awesome.
And then there's a wing eating contest, but that's done with hot wings. And they're not just your regular hot wings. They are super hot. so hot that I have anyone that gets in it, first of all, you have to be over 18, and you have to be able to sign a waiver releasing us any liability. Because, you know, people get in these eating contests and some of them overeat. So you have to make sure that you cover yourself with a, you know, a release that, you know, you're getting in at this at your own risk. So we have that contest. And we got something new this year because we have a kids zone every year where the kids got all types of inflatables and everything. This year we got an adult zone where there's interactive games for adults, inflatables for adults. So we got something for the, as they say, the kid in you, the big kid to do. So we not only do we have the music, we have a beer and wine tent. So it draws a pretty large crowd out there. Last year, we topped over 10,000 people for the festival. And at the rate that the, as I would say, the buzz in the air and anticipation and the talk about town, and whenever you're getting bands calling you from Chicago, Indiana, Detroit, Ohio, saying, I want to be in your festival. I heard about your festival. Can I get on your stage? So, and I'm like, okay, I didn't advertise in any of those states, but they know about it. They're aware of it, and they want to be a part of it. So that's exciting. So we're looking for everyone to have a great time.
The vendors, are they local vendors, or do you have vendors coming from out of state?
I have vendors coming from out of state. We actually had a vendor from South Florida for the last 2 years that has been with us. We have vendors that are coming in as far away as 3-4 hour drive in Michigan that have come down for the festival, and they stay at a camping site. They bring their all their equipment, their trailer and stuff. The festival is held in Lansing, but I would say last year we maybe had 3 out of the 36 vendors we had that was from Lansing. All the other vendors were from outside of the city, at least an hour or two drive away or more. And
so how far is Chicago from
you? Chicago is a 3-hour drive.
And what about New York?
New York is 11-hour drive.
Okay.
9-11 hour drive, yes.
What about
We've
Ohio?
We've got people coming. Ohio, depends on what part. You're less than 2 hours, right. Hour and 45 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Which
so
part?
Like, let's say Cleveland or Columbus.
Cleveland, Ohio is 2 hours from me.
Okay.
2 hours, yes. So it's not far. Toledo is an hour and a half for me.
Wow. So because you were saying the reason why I asked you was because, you know, if people are able to drive in, because I want to know where they're from, Michigan, but they're surrounding states where people are actually driving in to service the community.
Yes.
So how can I find out information about how to register, what the guidelines are to be vendors? And do you have other vendors besides food?
Yes, I have merchandise vendors as well. I have a vendor flying in from California with merchandise. So there are other vendors besides food, and I have vendors that are coming in from, you know, around in Michigan. I have a vendor coming in from Chicago. I have Ohio's coming in, and of course from Detroit. This vendor is actually in Africa, and he's going to be in Detroit, but he's going to come do the festival. He's out of the country now. He's over in the motherland. So I got a call from him from the airport saying, I want a booth. And, you know, please, I want a booth. So he will be having a booth as well. You can go to the Michigan Chicken Wing Festival.com and go to the forum page. It has sponsorships, vendors on there, entertainment application, as well as volunteers. So all the forms are available on there. The rules of the wing eating contest is on there, and the price, as well as the wing tasting contest, the activities. And if you look at entertainment, the entertainment page has photos of the entertainers that are on the page so far, and a sample of their music or video is underneath their photo, as well as if you go to about page, you can see the lineup, and the times will be placed on here. As I say, as the closer we get to the date, we will be able to put the final schedule up. Final schedule is due to be up by August the 1st, so you know exactly what, you know, the time slot that your entertainer that you want to see would be on stage. We have a VIP tent with that. That's the, you know, beer and wine tent. You have to be 21 and over for that particular tent. And with your VIP ticket, you get refreshment and you get one free drink. There's a family tent. So if you have children and you need seating, there's going to be a family tent. And there's a community tent. If you have a nonprofit organization and you want to bring something out and either promote your organization, or if you want to sell a product or something, just, you know, I just need to see your nonprofit papers and everything, and you get to purchase a tent for $100 for the 3 days. And so you can promote your business or whatever you want to do under, you know, with your space under that tent. So, or you can set up your own. A lot of the nonprofits have come with their own setup because we have, you know, larger organizations around here that do that. We even have home improvement people that's going to be out there with their information promoting their company. So we've got a lot of commercial people and other people that would be out there. And there's not just tents, but there's food trucks. So it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone, something for the entire family.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're coming on to 4th of July, which is Independence Day, and also the fact that we always take a couple of weeks in July off to regroup and also to schedule our guests that are coming on the show. And I just want to remind individuals about why we celebrate Independence Day and what it's all about. You know, those servicemen that serve our country and fight and have fought for us to be free of country. You know, we see all the bombings over in England and all the countries, and then now the president has issued a ban, travel warning and stuff. But here in these great United States, we're free to travel abroad and go from state to state, city to city, and to do these events, these chicken wing, Michigan Chicken Wing Festival, and Les Brown speaker trainings, and my event, Soul Retreat 2017, that's September 18th. We're able to do this because we're able to move about and be free. And, you know, Shirley, it's just, you know, disheartening to see all that's going on in the different countries. Yeah. You know, we're all created equal. And, yes, there's bad people out there that want to do harm to us, but at the end of the day, we are free. We're free to move yeah. about. We don't have soldiers walking around in civilian territory with rifles and fatigued on because of bomb threats. So I'm so grateful and thankful to our armed forces for standing in the gap for us, because we're yeah. celebrating yeah. our independence. You know, we're an independent country where we can do phenomenal things. So, you know, the 4th of July, you'll see flags flying red, white, and blue, and that means victory. But it and we should have victory in our lives as well. You know, if it's to be, it is up to you. You have the courage and the wherewithal to live your dreams. You starting your chicken wings festival, it took courage to do that, not knowing what the outcome would be. There's people that are sitting on their dreams because they're afraid of failing. But I heard someone say, you fail your way to success. You know, if Disney would have given up after the first try, we wouldn't have had Walt Disney World. So, you know, sometimes you're going to fall down, but you got to keep getting up. And, you know, a delay is never a denial. Sometimes we have to map out and plan out things a little differently. And once we fail the first time, we have a success tool that will say, okay, this is what I did, and this is how I can fix it. So you never know if you don't try. So it's up to you to celebrate yourself and liberate yourself and disconnect yourself from fear and move forward. This is your season. This is your time. This is your hour. It is 2017, y'all, 2017, and we're almost about to hit July, 7 months into the year, and we'll soon be in December. What have you done with your dreams up until this point? If you've done nothing, I encourage you to get up and move forward and start it. Start it right now. Go online. You know, Shirley, there's so much information on the internet. You can just Google things and you can find out anything you want to know. And I've always encouraged our listening audience that when you Google somebody that's doing what you want to do, then you sit back and you write it down and put together a plan and figure out how you can do it better. What sets you apart from the other individuals? So, but you got to start somewhere, right, Shirley?
That's right. You have to start somewhere. You can't just sit there and expect it to come to you or it's just going to magically happen to you. You got to start somewhere and never say, well, okay, I got to wait until I get my stuff together or I got to wait for this. Don't ever shortchange yourself like that, because so often we do that. We procrastinate and say we got an excuse, or it's going to happen, or I'm going to get there, or I'm going to start. Then we find out time has passed by us. Like you said, it's 2017. Not only is it 2017, we are getting ready to roll into the seventh month of 2017. And if you blink, that 7 months would be gone, then we're in the 8 months. Because 2017 is moving, and it's moving fast. I look back at 2016, and it's a blur. And I go, what happened? Okay, let me see. What did I do? And then I blame it on my memory. I said, well, you know, I'm getting older. My memory is getting short. No. And I finally accepted that it's not that it's getting so short. It's like time is moved up. It's speeding by. Everything is so, as I say, microwave stage. It's not conventional anymore. You think about technology. We are moving into an era where everything is going to be done by technology. You look at, you know, like in the stores, less cashiers, more self-checkout. They talk about we used to look at those shows where they had a robot in the house as the butler and so on and so forth. Then next thing I knew, they had a robot cleaning your floors. You didn't even have to push a vacuum cleaner anymore. You could buy this little thing and put it on the floor and go to work and come home and clean all the floors in the house. So, and I'm like, this technology is moving us into a stage, and it's moving so fast that it feels like time is moving fast. And because you tend to forget some of the stuff you did, because a lot of stuff we do now is done by computers, cell phones, tablets. We are being desensitized and time is not on our side. So you can't procrastinate anymore. You have got to do it. You got to move. And they said swiftly. Otherwise, you could be left behind. And it don't take long to get left behind. So you got to celebrate
right.
and make sure you, I, you know, now Val, you know, I say this all the time. I live my life like it's the last day, but I live it like I'm going to live forever because nobody knows that time and that hour. So you better celebrate your life. I wake up celebrating. Thank you, Jesus. I woke up this morning. And it's just like it says, the present, it's a gift. We have to celebrate. It's too much in this world for us to experience and enjoy than to be worried about what happened yesterday. We can't fix yesterday. We got to take care of today and pray for tomorrow that we get to see tomorrow. But don't procrastinate and let this day pass without doing something, something for you, something for someone else, something for a stranger. And when I say do something, that's not necessary like, oh, I got to go spend money or I got to go physically do something. Even if you say a prayer for someone, do something. Take a deep breath. Look around and smell the roses. And I'm not saying literally pick up a rose and smell it, because some of people don't like flowers. But at least embrace the reality of you have today. And what is that last saying? As long as you can wake up and look up, you can get up and do something.
If you can look up, you can get up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, you know, life will always throw you some curves because that's why it's called life. You'll never be on a up.
Yes.
You'll never be on a high, always on a high. But trust me,
mm-hmm.
you will never be on a low. The only time you stay on a low is when you refuse to move forward and act in the capacity that God has given you. So I encourage you to celebrate you, become independent and fight for your dreams because of the matter. The truth of the matter is you can live your dreams. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You got to fight your way to success. It's going to be hard, but at the end it's going to be worth it. It's going to pay off. You know, I started my business, you know, and your company is called Against All Odds, but I created my company Against All Odds. Who would have thought a woman that was homeless with four children and victim of domestic violence would be able to create not only one company but two, and to have a foundation that in turn give out and serve the community. You know, a lot of individuals, when they're successful, they don't think about looking back and pulling someone up, because a lot of people don't want handouts. They want a hand up, and that's what I try to do, you know, throughout my community and surrounding areas, states, because, you know, I travel as well. I'm not just focused here in Fort Lauderdale where I live. You know, I serve those that are in need, and people call me from all across the U.S. because I deal with domestic violence. Domestic violence is a social issue. It is not isolated regardless of your status or your income, where you live, what you look like, what color you are. So, you know, individuals are individuals. So
mm-hmm.
you have to begin somewhere. Let's start right now. After you finish listening to Hot Topics from the Soul, get up and start living your dreams right now and celebrate your independence. As I said, as a reminder to you, we will be off the air for 2 weeks in July, starting the 4th of July, which I think the 4th of July is Tuesday. And we'll be out the following week after regrouping. And I wish all of you traveling mercies. And please visit the website fromthesoulofawoman.com. And also visit Shirley's website, ShirleyMCarter.com. And also visit our Facebook pages and look up Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. Shirley, any closing remarks tonight?
I just want to say, you know, I want everyone to celebrate. Find something to celebrate. Even if, you know, hey, you got a new hairdo, or you got a new pair of shoes, or whatever, whatever, you know, it doesn't even have to be anything tangible. Just celebrate life, period. You know, get a nice cold glass of iced tea, you know, and just say, oh, this tea is good. You know, I'm going to relax. I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm going to take me some me time. Find some me time and celebrate yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for tuning in to Hot Topics from the Soul, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. But in the meanwhile, in between time, you can visit blogtalkradio.com/soul topics, and you can download any shows on demand free at any time. We have like 5 years worth of shows that you can peruse through. We're covering different topics. And I thank you so much for supporting, and I invite you again to visit FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. Thank you. Good night, and God bless. Safe travels on 4th of July.
God bless. Good night.